Australian country star Keith Urban was the big winner at the 39th Annual Country Music Association Awards. The 38-year-old singer-songwriter repeated his 2004 win in the Male Vocalist of the Year category. In his acceptance speech, Keith gave special thanks to the people who don't often receive the recognition they deserve.
Thank you, thank you. Thank you firstly to New York for welcoming us out this time, New York. Thank you very much. A huge thank you to Country Radio and CMT, GAC, everybody that gets our music out to the people, to the fans for buying it. God bless you. Thank you. I want to thank my road band. I have the best road band. Road bands out there in general don't get enough appreciation. I want to send my love and thanks out to all the road bands tonight, particularly my own. Thank you very much. God bless.
In addition, Keith Urban beat out Brad Paisley, Alan Jackson, Toby Keith, and Kenny Chesney for the night's top honor, Entertainer of the Year. And the Country Music Association presented Urban with its International Artist Achievement Award. The honor recognizes artists who make major contributions to the awareness and development of country music throughout the world. The Country Music Association's Board of Directors moved its annual awards to New York City this year to strengthen country music's worldwide recognition. A week-long celebration of country music events led up to the show. One of New York's famous night spots, Joe's Pub, held a songwriter series of concerts, as well as nightly shows by some of the biggest names in country and bluegrass music. New York's Broadway actors teamed with country music stars for the charity event Broadway Meets Country. The city's Museum of Television and Radio began running a CMA Awards retrospective film, which will be shown through the end of the year. And Nashville's Grand Ole Opry held an 80th anniversary concert at New York's Carnegie Hall. The move, however, was only temporary. The Country Music Association has already announced that the award ceremony will return to Nashville in 2006 for its 40th anniversary.
I'm a redneck woman, I ain't no high.
Last year's CMA Horizon Award winner Gretchen Wilson gained even more popularity at country radio and showed CMA voters that she was worthy of being named this year's top female vocalist. A fifth female vocalist of the year win by Martina McBride would have set a new CMA record for most wins in that category. Martina was sidelined for most of the year, however, due to the birth of her third child.
Every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God blessed the broken road that led me straight to you.
Among this year's other CMA Award winners were Rascal Flatts, who won the Vocal Group of the Year Award for the third year in a row. Toby Keith received the Music Video of the Year trophy for As Good As I Once Was. And John Randall and Whisperin' Bill Anderson shared the Song of the Year Award for writing the Brad Paisley and Alison Krauss duet, Whiskey Lullaby. An emotional Bill Anderson reflected on the longevity of his career.
I'm supposed to be whispering, but I feel like shouting. Oh, man. Whew. I have probably been writing songs in Nashville longer than just about anybody. My first co-writer was Andrew Jackson. But to still be able to be a part of this wonderful industry and to share moments with people like John Randall, who's so talented, Brad Paisley and Alison Krauss, who made such a wonderful record. Thank you so very, very much. And thanks just for letting me continue to be a part of this country music business still after all this time.
It's the Lord made me hard to handle, so loving me.
three of this year's five Horizon Award contenders were nominated for the same award last year. The winner was second-time nominee Dierks Bentley, who was recognized for making the greatest advances in his career during the past year. Perennial favorite Brooks and Dunn won in the Vocal Duo of the Year category, an award the duo has lost only once during the past 14 years. Brooks and Dunn hosted the live three-hour CMA Award show, which was filled with spectacular performances. Highlights included a breathtaking performance by husband and wife Faith Hill and Tim McGraw of their new duet, Like We Never Loved It All. Duets were also performed by Dolly Parton and Elton John, Willie Nelson and Paul Simon with Nora Jones on piano, and Bon Jovi and Sugarland's lead singer Jennifer Nettles. And Garth Brooks came out of retirement for one night to perform his new single, Good Ride Cowboy, at New York's Times Square. The song is his tribute to the late country singer and rodeo champion Chris LeDoux, who died this past March. Vince Gill was on hand to help induct three legends into the Country Music Hall of Fame. Joining the prestigious institution are the late Dee Ford Bailey, Glenn Campbell, and Alabama. Alabama's Teddy Gentry talked about what the honor meant to the vocal quartet.
You know, I thought when we got Entertainer of the Year some eight times that was great. Then we got Artist of the Decade of the 80s, that was wonderful. Being Country Group of the Century was amazing. And this is the pinnacle of the awards right here. Thank you.
Leanne Womack was a leading CMA Award contender this year with six nominations. She took home three trophies, including Single of the Year for I May Hate Myself in the Morning. Leanne returned to a more traditional country sound on her latest album, and she showed her gratitude to the song's writer.
I love country music. Yes, I do. Odie Blackman, you saved me. Odie Blackman wrote this song. My husband, Frank Liddell, brought it home to me one day. He said, Leanne, sit down. This is what you need to be doing. He played the song for me, and here it is. I thank you, country radio. You people out there, if you are listening to music that doesn't touch you, that doesn't mean anything to you, tune into your country station.
Leanne also won the CMA's Album of the Year Award for There's More Where That Came From, and she shared the Musical Event of the Year honor with George Strait for their collaboration, Good News, Bad News. Here's Leanne Womack singing her recent top 10 hit and the Country Music Association's Single of the Year, I May Hate Myself in the Morning. I'm Mary Morningstar.
Ain't it just like one of us to pick up the phone and call after couple drinks and say how you've been. I've been wondering if maybe you've been thinking about me. And somewhere in the conversation, an old familiar invitation always arrives. And I may hate myself in the morning, I'm gonna love you tonight. Everyone's known someone that they just can't help but want. And even though we just can't make it work out well, the want to lingers on. So once again we wind up in each other's arms, pretending that it's right. And I may hate myself in the morning, but I'm gonna love you tonight. I know it's wrong, but remember the good times once again. myself in the morning that I'm gonna love you tonight. And I may hate myself in the morning, but I'm gonna love you tonight.